I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
I've always loved that song.
The other night, I watched Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid for the first time in like 30 years, and that's the song that's...
That's all I can ever think of when I hear it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And when that scene came on, yeah, it was great. And still a great movie.
It is a great movie, and it's a great song. We're talking about water here at Rosie on the House, but before we get into it on a deeper level, I want to invite you to send us pictures, your favorite desert monsoon pictures. Monsoon
from this year
in action this year. Man, there were so I've seen more really up close lightning strikes this monsoon than I've ever seen before. I mean really close. I mean like spine tingling close. We're going to take those photographs and we're gonna take a look at them and judge them. And Jennifer, we're going to award the winner some great Diamondback tickets.
Yes, there are 4 tickets available for August 30th. So you have time to get yourself some little friends together. And it's D-backs versus Padres at 6:40 on August 30th. And we have great seats.
And a parking pass.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's worth winning these tickets just to get the parking pass. I mean, talk about feel like a dictator. You walk up there with your big britches self, and you own the place.
So sure makes it easy, doesn't it?
It does. The parking pass and 4 lower-level tickets. You sat in these seats. I mean, they're right next to the dugout, right?
You know, I don't know.
Oh.
Because the picture that our last week's winner sent us
where they
from
sat
in the seat. Oh. It didn't look like it was the same set from previous years. But it is still lower level between the 3rd and 4th base.
Pictures of this year's monsoon in action to rosieonthehouse.com, and we will judge that. And it's going to be at the end of today's broadcast. We'll be awarding those tickets at the end. So get busy. Go get in your photo library and forward us the shot that you think has a chance of winning. Best monsoon photo, monsoon in action from this year. One of the things the monsoon has caused, not only record rainfall, but I was talking to one of our air conditioning contractors, a Rosie certified air conditioning contractor this week, and she said, Rosie, a full 80% of our air conditioning failure service calls right now have to do with condensate. I mean, I'm harvesting about 15 gallons of condensate every single day. My cantaloupe vine loves it. If your air conditioner all of a sudden decides to quit running, there's a really good chance that the condensate line that takes the condensation off your condenser is plugged. And there's a little float safety valve there that will turn the air conditioning off so it doesn't still continue making condensation that will then flood your house. So making sure it ought to be on everybody's checklist when your air conditioning contractor does a preseason check for you in the late spring, early summer, they should be clearing out that condensate line and making sure it's perfectly clear. But even with that said, with this much moisture, a couple little windstorms stirring up the insulation and the dust that ends up falling in the coils, that ends up dripping into the pan, there's a lot of things that can clog that drain. So it was interesting, I thought, when she told me 80% of all our calls right now end up being condensate related. So be careful about that. Back to our article of the week, thinking outside of the box when it comes to saving water.
And we had Arizona Farm Bureau in on August 7th. You can listen to that podcast at rosieonthehouse.com and just drive home the point that food waste is water waste. It takes, you know, 70% is agriculture, and that's to grow our food. So if you're wasting food, you're wasting water. And we dive into a lot of great things there. But as it relates to coming inside of our home, one thing that you may not think about, you may be showers. Yes, the water is running, but you're using, that's, you're generally speaking, your biggest use of hot water, depending on how many people are in the home and, you know, what your laundry load's like. But you're using water twice. You're using water that's physically running over you in the shower, but the water that it took to heat the water, because you had to generate the electricity to heat the water. So it's actually a two water use appliance. It's using the air, the electricity and the water generated for that, and you're using the water to wash yourself. Now, here's what you can spend an infinite amount of time thinking about. If your water, if your power is coming from Palo Verde, is the water that's rushing over you that eventually gets end up used to generate the electricity coming back or to power your electricity for your hot water? It's a quite a closed loop right there. And so how much water are you using?
So, Papa, how successful have you been in talking to your teenage daughters about not using hot water in the shower?
That's, you know, I say it all the time. I'd sooner give up my air conditioner than I would my water heater. If I can get a shower, I can be comfortable.
All right. There you go. We'll be continuing the conversation on thinking outside of the box when it comes to saving water. And again, we'd welcome your input to the conversation.